Looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show. Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show there on this Wednesday, March the 11th, 2026 edition. One of the things that we've talked about many times, many, many times over the years, is the failed public school system here in the state of Michigan. And I know my haters up in the UP will continue to hate. That's okay. If you want to turn the channel, whatever, that's fine. But we've got a problem. Even the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, acknowledged that we had a problem here in the state of Michigan when it comes to teaching our kids how to read, literacy, vocabulary. Teaching kids how to read. She said in her State of the State address just a couple weeks ago that this is her number one priority for this year's budget. Of course, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, we got to throw more money at it, which is ridiculous. Money is not the problem. And I love the one person who said you can take a kid and sit him on a stack of money and it won't teach him how to read. Absolutely 100% accurate statement. Improving the state's comparatively low reading scores, including giving pre-K teachers a lift. That means more money. Around 100 pre-K educators were in Grand Rapids last week for the 2026 Michigan Association for the Education of Young Children's annual conference, where educators were given tips on ways to get young kids to read. The Michigan State Board of Education found out yesterday. Breakout sessions dealt with strategies that would help support language development that leads to kids being able to read, such as the foundation of letters and sounds, said Emily Laidlaw, Deputy Director of the My Leap Program, Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential. Foundation of letters and sounds? You're talking about phonics. Years ago, we had phonics being taught in public schools, and the Democrats got rid of it. Now, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her deputy director of My Leap, Emily Laidlaw, are talking about phonics again. Well, she, Emily, noted at yesterday's Board of Education meeting that early educators have a major role to play in literacy rollout, the conversations they have with children, the books they read together, and the environments they create every day all shape how young learners grow. The sessions included 6 hours of instruction that could count toward professional development requirements of licensing. What that is, basically, folks, licensees in the state of Michigan every year have to go through professional development. They have to go through these hourly classroom instructions in order to continue maintaining their licenses in the state of Michigan. MyLeap is also hosting sessions in Marquette on April 9th, and other events will be held in Big Rapids, Jenison, and Clare for literacy training. Ashley Storm, a Great Start Ready program teacher in the Perry Public Schools, said she learned about what helps support early literacy and walked away with new ideas to put into practice. This training was incredibly helpful because it connected research with real classroom practices, Storm said. In other news from yesterday's Board of Education meeting, the superintendent, Glenn Maleko, said he has partnered with MyLeap to highlight the new, listen to this, Every Child Reads program. What have you guys been doing for the last 50 years in this state? Not teaching kids how to read based on reading scores. It's blatantly obvious. Michigan is 44th in the country when it comes to third grade reading levels. 44th out of 50 states. Well, Michigan Department of Education Office of Curriculum and Instruction Literacy Unit Consultant. My God, are you kidding me? Dinesha Rawls Smith said, "We want to provide additional opportunities for our partners to meet the criteria of Michigan's K-12 literacy and the new dyslexia laws so we can maximize valid and reliable literacy assessment options for Michigan educators to meet the needs of their students." See, this is now something the Democrats did back when they had their trifecta in 23-24. The kids testing poorly on reading here in the state of Michigan is because of dyslexia. Yeah. You know, the seeing problem, whatever it is, where they reverse letters. It's dyslexia. They reverse words. Yeah, that's what it is. That's the problem. No, you know what the problem is? You guys got away from something that works. It's called phonics. Also, you got away from the original instruction that this country was founded on. Trucker, what are you talking about? How did our founding fathers learn how to read? Our founding fathers wrote our founding documents. They wrote the Declaration of Independence, declaring war for our independence from Great Britain. When patriots all across the colony stood up and defeated Great Britain, and we won our independence, the founding fathers sat down and wrote a constitution. They were arguing about the Constitution, whether or not they could even ratify it. They made it amendable. Let's just pass it for now so we have a rule book on how to run our federal government of our newly created country. September 17, 1787. 4 years, 3 months of arguing, December 15th, 1791, they amended it with the Bill of Rights. These were educated men, our founding fathers. How did they learn how to read? You know what the answer is? Our Bible. Bibles were the original reading books in the colonies. 1663, Massachusetts colony passed a law that said any city, township, local community that had 50 families in that jurisdiction had to hire a teacher. And where were the schools? Churches. They didn't have schools back then. They hired a teacher and the kids went to the church Monday through Friday, or whatever the time frame was that they taught, and they taught the kids how to read using a Bible. God. G-O-D. All of the three-letter words they could find in the Bible, they use as to what was then created the New England Primer. Adam was for A. Went right down the list, A through Z, from the Bible, and taught the kids how to open the Bible and to find these words in the Bible using the letter A. It's facts. It's history. And as a result, the kids became familiar with the Bible, using the Bible, and learned how to read. The Bible was the original spelling book. Later, the New England Primer came along and was used until 1930. Well, we've evolved since then, Trucker. We got better books than the Bible. Really? See, the one thing they fail to understand, the current books that they have, doesn't teach morals. It doesn't teach values. March is reading month. Michigan Department of Education says they plan on having these seminars in 60 districts this month. They got to teach the teachers how to teach reading, because they don't know how to do it according to the test scores. Oh my God. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I got a text message from Phyllis down in Dexter. Both of my kids knew how to read before they went to school. Kindergartner walks in the door and knows how to read. Okay, how bored are they when the teachers are trying to teach the other kids the alphabet? So Phyllis's kids sat there and read books while the teachers taught the other kids their ABCs. Amazing. Well, instead of talking about legislation and the budget, Michigan Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a case that could shape how medical expenses are calculated when crash victims who rely on Medicare, these are our seniors, sue an at-fault driver, elderly person on Medicare gets hit, somebody else's fault, they have medical expenses not covered by Medicare, a lawsuit prevails. The dispute in this lawsuit was Canty versus Mason, and it centers on whether people who opted out of Michigan's no-fault personal injury protection coverage because they have Medicare must still rely on Medicare rates when seeking damages in a negligence lawsuit. Joseph Canty says he was injured February 15, 2021, in a crash caused by Michael Mason. Canty did not carry PIP insurance because he held coverage through Medicare, Parts A and B, an option which is now allowed under Michigan's 2019 auto insurance reform package. Canty later sued Mason seeking recovery of medical expenses related to the accident. Canty's medical providers did not bill Medicare and did not charge Medicare reimbursement rates. Well, Mason argued the lawsuit should be dismissed, claiming Canty had a duty to reduce or mitigate his damages by using the PIP coverage. His attorney, Michael Cook, told the Supreme Justices that any medical expenses Canty seeks to recover should be limited by the medical fee schedule created under the new 2019 no-fault reforms. Cook said the legislature goal in rewriting the law was to control rising insurance costs and allowing plaintiffs to bypass Medicare pricing. The focus of the reform was containing costs, Cook argued. Canty should have been required to show why it was reasonable to seek treatment outside of the Medicare system. MCL 500.3157 applies only to PIP benefits under the new no-fault system. It does not apply to the traditional third-party negligent claims like Canty's. Wayne County Circuit Court initially sided with Canty, ruling he had no legal duty to mitigate damages by using Medicare and that the fee schedule simply did not apply. Michigan Court of Appeals reversed that decision and then forced now the case to be heard by the Michigan Supreme Court. So we'll continue to follow this case. Supreme Court, hearing the rest of the oral arguments, said they would take it under advisement, and their decision, their opinion, is expected later this year. Very interesting lawsuit, something being heard by the Michigan Supreme Court, having to do with our no-fault reforms from 2019. So part of this argument, folks, for those of you listening who are on Medicare, parts A and B, if you get injured in an auto accident, you got to make sure that the emergency room knows you were involved in an auto accident and that you want to be treated under your Medicare parts A and B, unless you have full PIP coverage. Pay the extra money and to get the full PIP coverage, then you can be treated outside of the Medicare reimbursement rates, is basically the bottom line to this story. So just you seniors out there, 65 and older, you need to know this. Let other seniors know as well. Well, that's it for today's show. We've got lots of things happening in Lansing, all of it budget-related, some of it legislatively related, but a lot of it has to do with more money, more money, more money. Inefficiencies in the Department of Health and Human Services potentially facing fines. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I